This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. We're just days away from the New Hampshire primary, and candidates are making their final campaign stops here in the Granite State. For voters who still haven't decided who they'll support on Tuesday, this is their last chance to see the candidates in person. So, with days to go, what's on their minds?
Excuse me, we're on New Hampshire Public Radio, just talking to people today. Are you tired of press asking you that?
Everybody's asking.
Do you have 1 minute? Can we bother you?
1 minute.
Okay, can I ask your name?
My name is Evelisa Cornell.
And where are you from?
I'm from Dominican Republic.
No kidding.
Yes, I am.
Where are you living here?
In Manchester, New Hampshire.
Okay. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. How long have you been in Manchester?
In the United States, I have been living for more than 30 years.
Oh, okay.
More than 32 gotcha. Years.
I met Evelisa while waiting to see Bernie Sanders at a town hall event in downtown Derry. The auditorium was packed with TV cameras, political tourists, and voters like Evelisa, who's still making up her mind.
What do you think is going to get you to your decision?
Well, let me hear about the health insurance. If he offers a good health insurer, better than the one we have right now, I will consider that.
When it comes to policy issues, one of the top concerns voters brought up was health care. But others are looking for more than differences in policy when deciding which candidate to support.
With minor details, everybody has, in my opinion, the same basic platform. You know, get rid of Trump, health care. Family leave policy, environment.
That's Elizabeth Burton. She was in Nashua on a recent chilly winter morning waiting to see Joe Biden in a line of a few hundred people. She had her young daughter all bundled up and strapped to her back. She's trying to take her kids to as many candidate events as possible during the primary season.
We have Biden today, Bernie tonight, and possibly Yang tomorrow, depending on how things go out.
It's like a tour, like you're following the Grateful Dead.
I know, right? Yeah. It's like Pikachu. You got to collect them all.
Elizabeth is taking a different approach when meeting the candidates.
For me, it's about how I feel when I hear them. Do they pull me in? Do I feel like they're charismatic? Do they feel trustworthy and genuine? The way they treat the kids when we're at events. If we actually get to meet them and shake their hands, do they interact with the kids? Do they ignore the kids? Like, what makes them a person? Like, I think in this election, we're voting for people.
So in the final analysis, it'll come down to a gut feeling, do you think?
Yeah, probably.
One thing was clear with all of the people that we talked with. Electability is top of mind among Democratic voters.
I'm hoping candidates stay in the fight until it's clear who's going to be the best to defeat Trump.
I'm hopeful that somebody out of the Democratic pack can pull ahead and beat Donald Trump.
I guess it's probably what everybody else is saying, who can beat Donald Trump.
For more of NHPR's coverage heading into the 2020 primary, you can head to nhpr.org. This story was produced by Mary McIntyre with help from Alex McGowan. I'm Rick Ganley.